And time for the birthday scam, parents PG-13.
We're going to call up this woman. She's got a dog at the condo complex there, and she refuses to walk it in the proper area, and so it poops in the inappropriate area. It's supposed to go in the common area. She takes it everywhere, and she will not clean up. She feels that the maintenance people at the condo should clean up the poop for her. We'll call first as the Nasty Homeowners Association about her doggy poop.
Hello?
Hi, this is Robert from the Homeowners Association. I'm sorry to bother you today, but I'm just following up on some complaints we've had about your dog situation.
Okay. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
You've had complaints about my dog?
Well, I guess we're having a little bit of trouble going in the right area, apparently. Are you not using the common area?
Yeah. Yeah, I am using the common area.
Well, that's the complaint I have, and I have to make a call. And
okay, well, your call is noted, and I appreciate it.
Beyond just calling, we have to bring it up at the next meeting, too, and I'd like to have you attend that meeting.
Well, I'll be happy to attend that meeting.
Because we may need to issue a fine.
Well, if you will look out here, there's a lot of people that don't pick up after their dogs, a lot of people. And the maintenance people that we have here walk around doing nothing most of the time. And any other property I've ever been on, the maintenance people go around with the pooper scooper, and that's a part of their job. And to have...
I've never heard of that. Our maintenance people are here to do the maintenance on the facilities, not to clean up the messes of the tenants.
Well, let me tell you something. For what we're paying them, and as many times as I see them walking around doing absolutely nothing, I don't know why it couldn't be included in their job description for the same amount of money that we're paying them.
Well,
I think that's something that should be brought up at the meeting.
Is this animal is your animal? You take on the responsibilities.
Robert, I'm not going to argue with you. I pick up after my dogs just like everyone else does.
I don't think
you. And I see poop out here all the time, and it's not from my dogs.
I'm
not going to sit here and listen to you tell me that I don't pick up after my dog.
I think you need to stop being so lazy and blaming it on the maintenance people.
Robert, I'm not blaming anything on anybody.
You are. You had the whole...
to tell me that I'm not picking up after my dog.
You had the whole speech about how the maintenance people aren't scooping up your poop.
Robert, I'm not saying that the maintenance people are scooping up my poop. I'm just saying that I see poop everywhere all the time.
And most of it's yours.
It needs to be brought up. No, it's not mine, Robert. And I don't appreciate you accusing me of not picking up after my dogs if you haven't seen me.
These aren't the Trump Towers here, okay?
I'm not going to argue with you. This is an asinine conversation. I'll bring it up in the
Hang on now. Are you calling me asinine?
I'm saying I'm not going to argue with you.
Because I'm going to scoop up some of it, and you're going to come home and find a lot of it smeared on your front door.
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm threatening your door, I guess.
No, you're not. What is your last name, and who are you anyway?
I'm going to get a big bag of it and light it on fire right on your doorstep.
What's your last name, Robert?
My last name is Raj. Dean and Raj.
Who?
Dean and Raj. Who is Patrick?
He's a friend of mine.
Well, he wanted us to call you on your birthday.
So you called to just give me
Bingo.